सहनावतु सहनोभुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम् वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं। सो चैप्टर 18 ऑफ भगवद गीता स्टार्ट विद द क्वेश्चन ऑफ अर्जुना, ओ लॉर्ड प्लीज टेल मी व्हाट इज द डिफरेंस बिटवीन त्याग एंड संन्यास। सो इन आंसर टू दैट क्वेश्चन लॉर्ड गिव्स इन डीट इन समरी फॉर्म द टोटल एसेंस ऑफ भगवद गीता इन चैप्टर 18। द होल थिंग ही हैज स्टेटेड एंड ही हैज सेड तत्प्रसादात पराम शांतिम स्थानम प्राप्तसि शाश्वतम। He says the grace of Lord is very important. Tat prasadat, because of His grace, you will get the shanti, you will get the peace, and you will get saswatam padam. Saswatam padam, abode, which is permanent, eternal abode you will get. So therefore the surrender to the Lord is the most important. Sarnagati is the most important part of a bhakta. Must surrender to the Lord. It is said prayers goes up and blessings comes down. So we have to pray to the Lord and Lord will bless us. Now Lord says that I am present in each and every being, number one. And there is another thing present in the heart of each person is the swabhava, prakriti, vasana. Both things are there. And Lord tells that whatever I say, you should accept it. The two options are there. Lord is present in heart and the vasanas are also present in the heart. Lord is saying, in between these two, if you have to make a choice, choose me. Because Ishwar is higher, whatever He says, follow His guidelines. If you don't follow Lord, what will happen? You will act according to your prakriti, your swabhava. So Lord has said, Ishwar sarvabhutanam hriddete arjun tishtati. In verse number 61, Lord says, Ishwar is there. You should surrender to the Ishwar. Act according to the advice or the direction of the Ishwar. Now Arjun is confused, who is Ishwar? Oh Lord, I am thinking you are all in all. Now you are saying Ishwar. Immediately Lord says, Man mana bhava mad bhakta matyaji mam namaskuru mam evaishyasi te satyam pratijane priyosmi. You give your mind to me. By your intellect you decide that I am supreme, Madhyaji, you do all your actions for my happiness, Maam Namaskuru, your PFT, perceiver, feeler, thinker, your ego should be surrendered to me, Maam Namaskuru, Maam Evaishyasi, with these four things we are acting in the world, with my body, mind and intellect and ego we act in the world. Lord has asked us to employ all those four instruments for Him. Maam evaishyasi, by this you will reach me. Satyam, this is true. Pratijane, I promise you will reach me. Priyosime, I am telling you again and again because you are dear to me. you are dear to me. That means Lord is not expecting anything from Arjun in return. Lord wants that Arjun should get moksha, gets realized in this life itself. That is the idea behind Priyosi. You are dear to me. I want to see your welfare. And your welfare is in getting the knowledge of the self. Now coming to the last verse, according to Ramanujacharya, verse number 66 is the last verse of Bhagavad Gita. After that, Lord is not going to tell anything about the Atmagyan. Of course, he will tell about the Vidhi, Parampara, how this knowledge is to be passed on, whom we should give this knowledge, to whom we should not give. That also is Lord will be telling us. Verse number 66.
Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja aham tva sarva papebhya Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja aham tva sarva papebhya mokshayishyami ma shuchah.
Very famous verse, often quoted by Mahatma. Sarva dharman parityajya, give up everything. Mam ekam saranam braja, take refuge in me alone. Ekam. Don't run from this God to that God. Lord Shiva has not given what I wanted, so I'm going to Krishna. Krishna has not given, I'm going to Ram now. No. Ekam. Mam ekam saranam braja. Aham tva sarva pape vyo mokchishyami. I will remove all your sins. I will liberate you. Ma sucha, do not grieve. Now when Lord is saying sarva dharman parityajya, what is the meaning of dharma? What should we understand by the word parityajya, give up? I can give up a thing which is not owned by me. I am going to the airport in Uber cab. I reach airport, I leave the cab. That is something simple. The thing which is not owned by me, I leave it. But here he says, sarva dharman parityajya. What is dharma? What is the meaning of dharma? What is parityajya? What can I renounce? What I cannot renounce? What should I renounce? What I should not renounce? So with these two questions, what I can renounce and what I cannot renounce, we will see this verse. And we will see this verse from the three angles, from the angle of knowledge, jnana, from the angle of bhakti, devotion, and from the angle of karma. Because in Bhagavad Gita, all three are there, karma, bhakti, and jnana. And this is the last verse. What is the meaning of dharma and parityajya in this verse? What is dharma? So Gurudev says, dharma is the law of being. That because of which a thing continues to be that thing is the dharma of that thing, essential nature of a thing. Without that essential nature, I cannot say that thing to be that thing. Example, sweetness is the dharma, essential nature of sugar. Without sugar, sweetness, we cannot call it sugar. Without sweetness, it will be an alum, that's all. Can the sugar renounce its dharma of sweetness? No. What can it renounce? It can renounce its form. It can be in the form of big granules, small granules, powder form, or liquid form. form can change, but the sweetness you cannot take out of the sugar. Heat is the dharma, the essential nature of fire. Fire cannot give up heat. What can it give up? It can give up its form. We control heat in our stoves, gas stoves, high flame, low flame, medium flame. But we cannot control the heat. Heat will be always with the fire. So dharma means which is aheyam anupadeyam. Aheyam, you cannot give up. Anupadeyam, you cannot take from outside. So now let us see it from the jnana angle. We have got body, we have got mind intellect, we have got prana, and we have got atman also. What is the dharma of sarir, of body? You all know, asti jayate. What happened? Abhinasyati, the six modification. Can the body give six modification? Is it in my hand? Can I change the law of the nature? Asti jayate, vardate, viprinamate, apakshiyate and vinasyati. No, I cannot give up. It is not in my hand. What is the dharma of mind and intellect? Sankalpa, vikalpa, nischayatmika buddhi, analyzing, inquiring, taking decision. This is a function of manan buddhi. This is the dharma of manan buddhi. Should the manan buddhi give up this dharma? Pranas. We have got five pranas, prana, pan, vayan, udan and saman, and they are responsible for physiological function in our body. Should they give up this function? That is the dharma of prana. These three things together we call it anatma, gross body, manabuddhi and prana. And we have got atman also. And what is his nature? His nature is Satchidananda. Can I renounce, can I give up atman? No. Then what is the meaning of sarvadharma parityajya? From the angle of jnana, it means whatever we have superimposed on the gross body, subtle body, on the pranas, that is to be removed. What we have superimposed? Identification with the gross body, subtle body, causal body is the superimposition made by jiva. So from the jnana angle, sarva dharman parityajya means give up identification with body, mind and intellect. Not the functions of body, mind and intellect. Sarva dharman parityajya. Mam ekam sarnam braja means what? From the jnana angle, what is the essential nature? Is the consciousness is the essence in all of us. Mam ekam sarnam braja means meditate on that consciousness. Meditate on that consciousness. This is mam ekam sarnam braja. So sarva dharman parityajya, from the level of, from the angle of knowledge, means remove the superimposition, but that is the identification with the body, mind and intellect, which is the cause of the sorrow. Mam ekam sarnam braja means that you meditate on that consciousness. It's clear. Sarva dharman parityajya, you don't have to give up the body or its function. What you have to give up is our creation. What is our creation? our creation, we got identified with body, mind, intellect. That identification is to be given up. Then from the bhakti mark, what is the bhakti mark? The bhakti mark says, there is a Lord and I am bhakta, devotee. So what is dharma in the bhakti shastra? In bhakti shastra, dharma is that you are supposed to do puja, you are supposed to jap, tirth brahman, etc., etc. So sarvadhan parityajya means that should I give up the puja, jap, tap? No. In Navadha Bhakti also it is said, Sravanam Kirtanam Smaranam Pad Sevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasam Saukhyam Cha Atma Nivedanam. These are all the sadhanas given. Sarvadharman Parityajya means should we give up all the sadhana? No. If you give up the sadhana, how will you progress? So what is to be given up here? It is the abhiman of a sadhak. I am a great devotee. I am doing so much of sadhana. I am doing so much of japa. I am doing so much of puja. This abhiman, this ego, this ahankar is to be given up. And all the sadhana will bring some fruit. Fruit of sadhana will come. But don't crave for a specific fruit. So two things a devotee should do. Number one, no ego of the sadhana. Number two, don't crave a specific fruit of sadhana. I am doing japa for 20 years, nothing is happening, are you? You want a specific fruit, something to happen outside. It will not happen outside, it is happening inside. So don't expect that. So each sadhana will give a specific fruit, but we should not expect that. So what should we expect? In Ramayana it is said, Sabkar mangu ek phal Ram charan rati hoy. That's all. It is very, very difficult to get the Shuddha Bhakti. Pure devotion is very, very difficult to get. It's not an easy job. In Shuddha Bhakti, Lord becomes your servant. And he will be very choosy about that. If he gives you Shuddha Bhakti, then he will come and serve you. So Ram Rati, the only thing what we should expect, Ram Rati, Ram Charan, in the feet of the Lord, my Rati, my devotion should be more and more. Ram Chari. Only thing I should expect, only this thing. And what type of bhakti is expected here? The Narad Bhakti Sutra says, Naradas tuta darpita akhila charta tad vismarne param vyakulate iti. 24 hours my mind, when I was explaining manmana, how did I explain? Mind should be absorbed like a rasagulla in the syrup. Similarly, the mind should be always with the Lord. Narad Bhakti Sutra says it. If I forget to remember for a moment, the bhakta becomes very, very, I mean, he feels so much of excruciating pain. I have forgotten Lord. That vyakulta should come. This type of bhakti is expected. Sarvang Rishi was doing a tapas, and as a result of that tapas, Lord Indra came with the chariot and said, okay, Sarvang Rishi, you have done the tapas, I am very happy, come with me, I am taking you to the swarga. Sarvang Rishi said, no, I am not coming with you. Why? Well, Ram is coming. Why should I go to the swarga? I don't want swarga. I want Bhagwan. So the fruit of tapas should not be swarga. Because the swarga is a temporary thing. Chine punya marta loke bisanti, again you will come back. After the punya is exhausted, after your merit is exhausted, you will come back again. But if you get the Ram Darshan, what will happen? Again, said in Bhagavad, in Ramayana, it said, if you get the Darshan of Ram, you get the Darshan of your own Atma. You will come to know the essential nature of your own true self. That is the result of Ram Darshan. So from the Gyan angle, we should disidentify from Anatman. We all are identified with the Anatman, means gross body, prana, mana, buddhi. We should disidentify. From the bhakti side, what should be given up? Sarva dharman parityajya means what? Sarva dharman parityajya from the bhakti side means don't have a ego that I am a great sadhak. What should be in the mind? I am a sevak, that's all. Hanumanji always says that I am a sevak. I am not a great bhakta of Lord Rama. I am a sevak of Rama. That should be the feeling, inside feeling. So give up the ego of a great sadhak, number one, in bhakti mark, and give up the fruit of sadhana. Two things. In gyan mark, what you are supposed to give up? Identification. In bhakti mark? Ahankar of your great bhakta or the expectation of your sadhana, whatever sadhana you are doing. Very good. The whole purpose is that mana krishne niveset kenapi upayana. Kenapi upayana, by any means my mind should turn toward the Lord. This is the essence of the whole spirit. Whole bhakti, marg, or the all sadhanas, in each one you will find the common factor is it always takes you to the Lord. Whether it is Navadha bhakti or any, stated in Ramayana or stated in Bhagavad, all are taking you toward the Lord. But if you do that, then what will happen? It is said, Sukhi mean yahi neer aghara jimi hari sarno nahi ke paava. Like the mean, a fish is very happy in the water. Very happy. Similarly, if you surrender your mind to the Lord Krishna, you will be always happy. And that is what we want. We want to be always happy, na? We all want sukh. We want sukh, but we are searching at the wrong place. Sukh is with the Lord, or we are going and searching sukh in the world. Now from the karma mark, from the angle of karma. Sarva dharman parityajya means what? Which karma is to be given up? Should we give up all the karmas? How many types of karma are there? Six types. Nitya? Upasana, prayaschit, nishiddha. Bolo, I have repeated many times. Kamya karma. You have to remember, it is not your fault. Not your fault. Why it is not your fault? Because it is written in Bhagavad. Because in the Kali Yuga, all will be mand buddhi. That is manufacturing defect of Kali Yuga, you see. So if you are not able to remember, don't feel bad. That is why our job is to repeat it again and again, again and again. Someday, one day it will sink. So out of the six, it is said the two are supposed to be given up. Which two? Nishiddha karma and the kamya karma. So sarva dharman parityajya from the angle of karma means you should not do nishiddha karma, prohibited action, kamya karma, desire prompted action should not be done. Rest four, Nityakarma, Namityakarma, Prashchit and Upasana, it should be done. How that should be done? It should be done according to chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita. What is chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita? It is Karma Yoga. What is the essence of the Karma Yoga? What is the essence of Karma Yoga? You do it for the happiness of the Lord. We are all doing karma. At this point of time, we are doing for my happiness. Karma, we are doing for happiness. But at this point of time, I am doing for my happiness. Karma Yoga say, do the karma, do it for happiness, but for the happiness of. So instead of my, you have to replace it with Lord. Lord is not saying to change any karma. Whatever you are doing, do it. You are doing for the happiness? Good. Do it for happiness. At this point of time, you are doing for own happiness. Now you do it for Lord's happiness. Only this much change is needed. Is it very difficult? So simple. If you follow it, there will be a sea change in your personality. There will be a sea change. So give up nisiddha karma, give up kama karma, and the laziness should be given up. It is said, karman neva adhikaraste ma phalesu kadachana, in chapter 2, verse number 47. And many misinterpret this verse, ma phalesu kadachana, if fruit is not coming, why should I get bad jobs? I will not do anything. No. We have to do these four karma, nitya, namitya, prayaschit and upasana, four is to be done. But don't do nisiddha and mam ekam sarnam braja. Do your swadharma according to your varna and ashram, according to your position in the society. Mam ekam sarnam braja, for me. How many times should I tell you? Lord is saying again and again, you do your swadharma for Lord's happiness. So we are also doing duty, is it not so? I am doing duty for my son, for my wife, for spouse, for parent, for relatives, for friend. We have got different rules. And in a day we wear many caps. Now I am husband. I am an officer in the office. Now I am going to the club. I am a player. Different cap we are wearing whole day. So he says, okay, you do your duty. In different role you do your duty, but all your duty should be
to the Lord.
And we are doing my son, my parents, my. All others are out. Mahatma says, to understand this, first try to understand who is your permanent relative? They are all your relative. Your family members, parents, children, aunt, uncle, they all are your relative. But they all are temporary relative of this life only. Do you agree? After marriage, your spouse became my spouse. After that, my children. Lord says, try to find out who is your permanent relative. First step, who is permanent relative? Lord in all of us is the permanent relative because the Lord was with us in all our previous lives. Do you agree? In whatever form we were in the previous lives, He was with us. Who is permanent relative? Your present relative or the Lord? Whom should we serve? Temporary relative or permanent relative? Bolo bhai, simple question hai.
Permanent relative.
We should serve permanent relative. We should serve permanent relative.
Okay.
So should we give up our all duties toward the temporary relatives? No. Like we are permanent relative of the Lord, the same way each family member is the permanent relative of Lord. Each one is the permanent relative of the Lord. If that concept is clear, now if I am serving my relatives, am I not serving Lord? Did you get it? My permanent relative is my Lord. Your permanent relative is the Lord. This Lord is common. It's not that your Lord and my Lord are two different Lords. So if I am serving my relative, my children, my parents, I am serving also Lord. If that be so, when Lord is saying that you do all your actions for my happiness, what does that mean? Don't try to make any person of the family happy, you will not be successful. Never you will be able to make one person in this world happy. I don't want to give you examples. You cannot make a person happy. Can you make God happy? Yes. So when I am serving my parents, my children, my relatives, if I think that I am serving Lord and with my this action the Lord will be happy, I will go ahead 100% with full force, I will do it. Whether my child, my parents, my spouse will be happy or not, doesn't matter. How do you say it? Serving to the, my relative is service to the Lord. So it is said, Akasat patitam toyam yatha gacchati sagaram sarva dev namaskaram kesavam prati gacchati. Like wherever it rains, the rainwater will try to rush to meet the ocean. Is it not so? It will go to the ocean through different rivers and all that. It will merge there. Similarly, all the namaskars, all the sevas you are doing to anybody in the world, Lord is saying, is all coming to me. All the sevas is coming to me only. We are all trying in this world to make my relatives happy, happy, happy. Parents ko happy karna hai. We want to make our children happy, we want to make spouse happy, friends happy, this and that. And we are all caught in that. We are confused. Sometimes we divide our duty. Sometimes we divide parents also. You will look after father, another brother will look after the mother. So at the old age you divide the parents also. We think we are doing a very good job. Will the Lord be happy? Socho. So if we do all our sadharma for the happiness of the Lord, then the life will become very easy. If you know this concept, I am serving Lord only. Serving children is serving Lord. Serving family is serving Lord. Serving society is serving Lord. Therefore, in Upadesharitri says, Jagat Isadhi Yukta Sevanam Asti Murti Vrit Deva Pujanam. This is the puja of Devta. So, Sarva Dharman Parityajya means what? From the angle of Karma Mark, it means that we will not be doing Nisiddha Karma and Kamya Karma, and we will not be lazy. Not be lazy. Suppose if I think everything belongs to Lord, house also belongs to the Lord. But we say, my house, my house, my house. How to come out of this my? If I tell you, transfer your house in my name, you will not come to me next day.
No Gita class next week.
No Gita. If I tell you,
You can transfer the debt.
Even with the debt you transfer, that is little bit, at least you have paid no seed money, that I will get. But if I tell you to transfer it to the Lord, you all will agree. Why? Because he will never come to us, the owner said. He will never come ask and possession, give me your possession. He will never come. But at least your minus is gone. This is my house, my house. If you think this is Lord's house, he has allowed me to stay here for my lifetime. Minus is gone. Achha, even if you can't do that, one wise saying says, griham sarvatmana tyajyam tat chet tyaktum na sakyate. If you are not able to do that, this house it belongs to Bhagwan, na saktum tyajyate. Then it says, krishnartham tat prayujyante. You use that house for the purpose of Lord Krishna. Then Krishna bandha vimochaka, then Krishna will give you liberation. Acha, okay, aapka ghar hai, theek hai, okay, my house. Use it for the purpose of Krishna. That also will slowly will release you. Actually it is tadiya vastum govidam tubhyam eva samarpayet. It is everything is given by him only, na? Everything is given by him. When we are doing the puja, patram, puspam, toyam, phalam, when we offer, patram, leaf. Did I produce the leaf? No. Who created? Lord. I just plucked a leaf and offered. Patram, puspam, flower. Plucked a flower, offered to him. Toyam, water. Took a water, poured on the head of Lord Shiva. Phalam, fruit. Again, I didn't create. I don't have the capacity to create anything. One scientist challenged Lord. You have created not cosmos, it is all kiosk here. We are scientists, we know. I can create much better than that. Well, banao. Lord said, banao. The moment scientists wanted to take the earth, I stop, this is my earth. Water is produced by me. Air belongs to me. Space belongs to me. You are scientist, na? Create these five things first. Then you show me how you make the creation. It is whatever Lord has given, we are offering. And whatever we offer, he never takes anything from there. Because he knows everything is his only. Jitna mardi prasad rakh do, he will not touch. What will he take? How I offer, that's all. He will take my feeling, how I am offering. The bhakti he will take. He will not take any other thing. So tadiyam vastu govindam tubhyam eva samarpate. I am giving it to you only. So from the jnana angle, disidentify from the anatma. From the bhakti angle, remove your ego that you are a great devotee or don't expect any specific fruit of your sadhana. From the angle of action, don't do kamya karma and nisiddha karma. Sarva dharman parityajya, from the three angles, this way. Ekam saranam bhajaya. In bhakti also, it is always ekam, the Lord. In karma also, he has said, all the actions should be for my happiness. My happiness, the Lord's happiness, ekam. All actions, should be for the happiness of the Lord. Aham tva sarva papebhyo mokshishyami masucha. Then what is the meaning of this? Aham tva sarva papebhyo mokshishyami masucha. Masucha, don't grieve. I will release you from all sins. From the jnana angle, sins means vasana. From the jnana angle, sins means all the vasanas. These vasanas will be eradicated. From the bhakti angle, all the asuri sampatti will be released. You will feel from the asuri sampatti. What is the asuri sampatti? Kaam, krodh, lobh, mad, matsarya. These are all asuri. And Lord has said, trividam narkasedam dwaram nasanam atmana kaam, krodh, tatha, lobha tasmad etat trayam tejet. You should give up all these three. Kaam, krodh, lobh. Desire, anger and greed. Why? But these are the three doors for hell. So in Bhakti Mark, he will take care of that. And he will open the fourth gate. What is that fourth gate? The gate to the Vaikuntha. That is the fourth gate. So what is to be done for that? Earlier also it was said, Devi yasa gunmai mam maya durataya. Mam ye prapadante. Those who surrender to me, I will remove this Devi yasa gunmai. I will remove the maya for them. If you don't surrender, he will not remove. So this is the bhakti mark. What is in the karma mark? Mokshishyami sarva papebhya. In the karma mark, if I do all my actions for the happiness of the Lord, then there is no karma bandhan. No karma bandhan. It is said in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita, yagya arthat karmano nyatra lokoyam karma bandhana tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sangha samachara. All the actions should be done for yagya. For yagya? What is the meaning of yagya? In Vishnu Sahasranam, one of the name of Lord Vishnu is yagya. So yagya means Vishnu. So all our actions should be for Vishnu. All our actions should be for the Vishnu means all our actions would be for the happiness of the Vishnu. If you are not doing all your actions for the happiness of the Vishnu, then that action will bind you. Bind you means it will create vasana. It will create vasana means what? You are giving a blueprint to the Lord for your next birth. It is very, very scientific. Ma sucha, don't grieve. O Arjun. Oh, so from the Gyan mark, detach from Anatma and attach to Atma. From the Bhakti mark, give up ego of your sadhana. Don't expect the fruit of your sadhana. And in the karma mark, what we are supposed to give up? Two things. Kamya karma and nishiddha karma. And how these other four are to be done? For the happiness of the Lord. If you do it for the happiness of the Lord, there is no karma bandhan. So, aham tvam sarapapebhyo mokshishyami mahasucha. Mahasucha, don't grieve. So, he is saying to Arjun, we are all Arjun. So, he is giving assurance. Don't grieve. Why are you grieving? I am giving you an instruction, follow it. If you are a karma margi, okay, you follow this way. If you are bhakti margi, you do this way. If you are jnana margi, you do this way. That's all. Follow my instruction. If I don't follow, what will happen? You will follow prakriti, your svabhav, your vasana, you will follow. You are forced to follow. So Lord is giving us the choice. Ishwar is there, prakriti is there. We can choose anyone. So with this, really speaking, Gita ends here. Atma-jnana is over. Now whom to give this knowledge, not to give this knowledge, what is this vidhi and all that will come. Some slokas from the Arjun, some few slokas from the Sanjay also. That we will see in our next few sessions, and we will be ending before our Bal Vihar session ends. Chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita will end here. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Guru Namaha. Hari Om.